بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all His favors that He has bestowed us with and blessed us with. We thank Him subhanahu wa ta'ala for having enabled us to complete the 10th day of fasting and the 11th night of Taraweeh and having completed 15 sections of the Holy Quran, 15 juz, 15 ajza, 15 paras. Alhamdulillah. And we can't believe that we are here. And we pray Allah grants us the strength to persevere. And we pray Allah grants us the ability to improve on our presentation and our standing and our fasting. For soon we'll be at the half of the month. I think Thursday coming is the 16th now. Dan is ons op die berg, ne? Yeah, inshallah. The Holy Quran, along with being a book of mercy and a book of grand reward and a book of blessing, the Holy Quran is also a book of protection. Protection. You listen to the Quran silently, you become deserving of rahmah. You recite, for each letter you get reward. The book itself, Kitabun Anzalnahu Ilayka Mubarak, it gives you more than what you expect. Blessed, but also protected. Last night, Hafiz Amanullah recited the famous verse where Allah speaks about the Quran and says, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Really, we have revealed this divine mentioning, this Quran, and Allah says that Allah is the one who will protect it. So all scholars will tell you, seeing as Allah has taken it upon Himself to protect the Holy Quran, He will, along with it, protect those who align themselves with the Holy Quran. I'm not only speaking of the Hafiz, I'm speaking of people who with their hearts are attached to the book, people who recite the book regularly and try to study the book and then try their best to implement its teachings. Naam. Those who align themselves with it. Seeing as He protects the book, He protects those who align themselves with the book. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, ihfazillaha yahfazka. Protect all that comes from Allah. Protect the laws of Allah, protect the deen of Allah, protect the message that comes from Allah. He, Allah, will protect you. You know what the Quran is? It is our cave. And tonight we recited the chapter of the cave. Naam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also sought out a cave before revelation. Before revelation, he would go where? To the cave of Hira. Naam. A physical space, cutting himself off from the chaos out there in the world. Time for reflection. Time for introspection. Time just for the self. We need time for the self. When the Quran was revealed, the Quran became his cave. The Quran became that hope. The Quran became that protection. The Quran, once you utter those beautiful words, those profound letters, those superb verses, not heard like before, not compared to anything before it or after it, once you engage it, you rise from the mediocrity of this world. You know why? Because the Quran is not from this world. The moment you align yourself with the book, you are beyond this world. Why? فَضْلُ كَلَامِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى عَلَى سَائِرِ الْكَلَامِ كَفَضْلِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى عَلَى خَلْقِ. The superiority over this of the speech of Allah, the superiority of the speech of Allah over all other forms of speech and everything else is as the superiority of Allah over His creation. Allah cannot be compared to His creation. Not in beauty, not in strength, not in intelligence. No matter how beautiful the creation, no matter how powerful the creation, no matter how intelligent the creation, cannot be compared to Allah's beauty, Allah's power, Allah's knowledge. In the same manner, because the Quran is His word, it cannot be compared to anything else. And when you align yourself to it, you take yourself beyond this world. It is your cave. Therefore, afterwards, we don't have record. After the first revelation, we don't have record of him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, going back to the cave. Except in the beginning. But thereafter, once the revelation continued, that was his solace. That was his strength. That was his space of rejuvenation and illumination for the nation. And then things developed. Salah came. Salah became the solace. Salah also became a cave. جُعِلَتْ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي فِي الصَّلَاةِ The coolness of my eyes have been placed in salah. Nabi Muhammad SAW said these words. There were times when he wanted to increase the length of salah, but he taught the sahaba, if you lead, you have to consider the elderly behind you, the sick behind you, the children behind you. But if it wasn't for them, he would stand, and therefore at night he would stand. Isn't it? It became a solace. Deen is our cave. Think about it. Those youngsters, innahum fityatun amanu birabbihim, they were youngsters. And the iman was under attack. Okay? They then left, and Allah guided them. Allah inspired them. إِذْ يَعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ When you leave your people, فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ If you leave them and all that they worship إِلَّا اللَّهِ then فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ Find yourselves a cave. Two things will happen. And this is what we need in the times that we're living in. I said, Quran is our cave. Salah is our cave. Deen is our cave. The masajid is our cave. Madaris is our cave. Good company encouraging us on taqwa is our cave. Two things will happen when you find your cave and you spend time in that cave. يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِي Allah, your Lord, will extend for you His mercy. That's what we need. Naam. Because people are doing things that draw His anger, subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should do more things that make us deserving of His mercy. May Allah accept. And then number two, وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا And He will arrange for you, design for you, facilitate for you an easy way out from your difficulty, an easy way out from the situation you find yourself in. You know why Allah says this? Because they made a dua, asking for those two things. At the start of the chapter, we have to make this dua, but then we have to act. Some people say, ikfra, but niks gebeur. I ask, but nothing happens. Yes, I have to tie my camel, then place my trust in Allah. I have to take some steps. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. Now, I have to make the effort. They made the dua, then they moved. They made the effort. What was the dua they made? رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا They asked for those two things. Oh Allah, grant us mercy from your side and grant us clarity as per our situation here. A way out from our situation. Allah then said, tell them, leave your people and leave what they're worshipping and find your cave. They recouped there. Allah allowed them to be away from the people for a long time. Right? And then when the time was ready, they came out and the situation changed. They became then the proponents of what? Of Noor. The proponents of Iman. And people accepted thereafter on their hands. Read the story further. Okay? We need the Quran, our cave, to draw solace from. We need the Salah as our cave, cut off. We need this fasting, this whole program of fasting. It's our cave. We need the masajid. We need the madaris. We need it. I can't be cut off. You know why? Because then I'm going to drown out there. Now, out in the open where everything is so busy, back and forth, and I do not want to be shoved from side to side. Think about this all the time. And if you read Surah Al-Kahf, see a physical cave was mentioned. But this metaphor of pulling back, the only other time when Rasulullah ﷺ did additional pulling back, did additional devotion, also strengthening himself and illuminating, he was perfect, ﷺ. The only thing that happened to him is that he went from levels of perfection to higher levels of perfection. But he showed us. The only time he went into another retreat was at the end of Ramadan. Naam. The i'tikaf. We drew even more back. We need it. So plan ahead. I don't know how the school times are and exam times. We make dua for all our students going to exams. They're going into this period now of examination. May Allah grant them success. Clarity of wisdom. Allah help all the teachers as well with the invigilations and the marking coming up ahead. Allah put barakah in your time. We have some teachers here now. And at the end of the day, when we look at life in the general message of the Quran and the simplicity of the message, all it requires of us is to step up to the plate. So simple, so simple. All the laws of deen are there for our benefit. May Allah grant us tawfiq. May Allah grant us acceptance. And may Allah grant us the strength to make the best of decisions always and to live by what we know is right. Ameen. There's a request that we make dua for Sister Tasneem Roberts. We're celebrating her birthday today. We make dua for many good years ahead. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses her and increases her the barakah and the sustenance and the time in her life. And her husband is always here too, Brother Zubair. May Allah increase the love between them too and always surround them with their loved ones. And then, as an inspiration for Sister Tasneem and Zubair and for us all, Haji Majdi, who's here every night leading us as well, along with Brother Abdul Hadi. But Majdi Jackson is here and he's celebrating his 40th wedding anniversary tomorrow. Those who are not married, may Allah grant you good spouses. And then those who are married, may Allah increase the love between us and our spouses, make us the best spouses to our spouses. May we say by salamat to Majdi and his wife is not enjoying the best of health. We make dua that Allah grants her relief. Allah grants a speedy recovery from whatever she has been tested with. Allah grant complete health and make whatever she has to endure, make a means of cleansing for her. Then Allah grants them many good years ahead, always surrounded by their children and their grandchildren. And may their children and their grandchildren become the coolness of their eyes. Ameen. And then I forgot the last time, but I remember now, Brother Ahmad Basir is here, and he mentioned to me this titi Khadija Solomons, who lived in the road here, passed away 2 years ago. We make dua Allah increases the nur in the qabr, grants a high place in Jannah, and resurrects her and us all under the flag of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashraf al mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. اللهم ربنا لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله وعلانيته وسره. نسألك اللهم بأسمائك الحسنى وصفاتك العليا أن تطول عمر سيدة تسنيم في طاعتك. اللهم بارك لها في رزقها ويسر لها في جميع أمورها في الدنيا والآخرة يا أكرم الأكرمين. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ونسألك كذلك اللهم بأسمائك الحسنى وصفاتك العليا أن تحفظ المذكورين يا رب العالمين. زدهم وإيانا ولا تنقصنا. الأستاذ مجدي وزوجته. اللهم زدهم وإيانا ولا تنقصنا وأكرمنا ولا تهنا وأعطنا ولا تحرمنا وآثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا وأرضنا وارض عنا. اللهم كن لنا ولا تكن علينا واسترنا ولا تفضحنا. اللهم ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا. تقبل منا صلاتنا وصيامنا وقيامنا وجميع أعمالنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. وصل اللهم وسلم وبارك على حبيبك وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.